Are your intentions pure? Is your life pure? Think about that as I begin with this teaching. When a person's intentions and life are pure, God will recognize them. Isn't that something? Even if the world casts stones at us, is your life pure? Are your intentions pure? If they are, God will recognize them because they are pure. Even if the world casts stones at us, selfishness induces some people to act against their own knowledge. Isn't that something? You have a certain measure of knowledge that's been given to you. But when you allow selfishness to induce your knowledge, then it is the selfishness that induces some people to act against their own knowledge and conceal the truth. You know that you have a certain level of knowledge, and you know because of that you have a certain measure of truth. But selfishness can get in the way of knowledge and make you conceal the truth. Truth only comes from Allah, God, and it remains truth. See, when God gives you the truth, it's going to always be the truth. It's going to always remain the truth. However, men and women might try to conceal. They might try to conceal it and throw doubt on the truth. Active striving in the way of truth. Imagine getting in the way of truth. Practicing the act of striving in the way of truth. Just getting in the way of the truth. Let me say it like this. Spending oneself in Allah's way, it's like getting in the way of God. How do we get in the way of God? Let me break it down to you. Either through our property. I own this and I own that. Or through our lives. My life is like this, my life is like that. Or through the lives of those nearest and dearest to us. My son does this, my daughter does that. My family is about this, my family is about that. Or, I want you to pay attention to this. It may be the loss of all the fruits of a lifetime's labor. Not only in material goods, but in some intellectual or moral gain. Some position which seemed in our eyes to be eminently desirable in itself, but which we must cheerfully sacrifice if necessary for the cause. With such sacrifice, our apparent loss may be our real gain. Sometimes you got to lose everything to gain what you're supposed to have. You see, He or she that loses his or her life may really gain it. And the rewards or fruits that seem lost were mere impediments on our path to real inward progress. You have to get out of the way of the truth and get out of God's way, get out of Allah's way, so that you can really receive the truth and live the life and have the things that He promised that He would give to you. Isn't that something? When a person's intentions in life are pure, God will recognize them even if the world casts stones at us. The virtue of patient perseverance and faith. There's a virtue of patient perseverance in faith. This is where the real power is at. There was a woman who prayed for water in the desert. The woman saw her prayer answered and saw a spring. Unfortunately, the pagan Arabs had placed a male and female idol there, and the gross and superstitious rites caused offense to the early Muslims. The Muslims were hesitating, and they were hesitant in going around these places. Now, have you ever asked God to do something for you, and He actually did it for you, but when you got to the place and you were at the location where God was giving you what you asked Him to do for you, something else was there that was gross, offensive, disrespectful, and unpleasant? Watch this. You were hesitant in going around that place or those type of places. But watch this. According to the word of Allah, according to the word of God, you should have known that the house of Allah had been itself defiled with idols. You know that when you go to church. You know that there are idols in the church. You know that there are idols in the synagogue. You know that there are idols in a house of worship. You know that things just shouldn't be there, but you continually go there. They should have known that the house of God had been itself defiled with idols and was sanctified again by the purity of Muhammad's life and Muhammad's teaching. Regardless of what defiled the house of God, the house was sanctified because of the purity of the man of God and his teaching. The lesson is that the most sacred things may be turned into the basest uses, that we are not necessarily to ban a thing that has been misused. We don't have to ban something because it has been misused. That if our intentions in life are pure, Allah will recognize them even if the world casts stones at us because of some evil associations which they join with what we do. See, God's going to recognize us when our life and our intentions are pure, even if the world casts stones at us because of some evil associations which they join with what we do, or with the people we associate with, or with the places which claim our reverence. Let our impulse be to the good. Let our impulse be to the good. If once we are sure of this, we must obey it without hesitation. When you get a good impulse that come from God, that come from Allah, we must obey it without hesitation, whatever people may say. The Al-Baqarah 2, Part 1, Verse 151 to 162. Shalom.